This is Guy interviewing. It's December the 23rd, 1976. Okay, could you tell me who you are and something about you?
My name is Eugene W. I'm 82 years of age. I was born on Monroe Street, one half a block from City Hall, in the old home. When I was about 1 year of age, we had an epidemic in Montgomery, and my father and uncle had a place out at Chisholm, a house and about 40 acres that they used. They were in the stable business and they used this place if any of the horses mewed called chipping fever. They were put on this place until they recovered. We moved in this place with this epidemic and liked it so well out there till other rooms were added to the house and we continued to live in that place until the house burned down and a new house, brick home, was constructed on the same place. Now, Eddie?
About how long has your family been in Montgomery?
My grandfather came to Montgomery and settled before the Civil War.
Is your father's?
Grandfather. And married here in Montgomery. And they established this home on Monroe Street. My grandfather was an engineer, and he and his partner bored two wells, artesian wells. One on at the city fountain.
Yes.
That was originally the place where this artesian well was built. The other well, or artesian well, was built down on Commerce Street. All this is recorded in Blues History of Alabama.
Could you tell me your occupation and something about that, how long you've done it and so forth?
Well, I went to the University of Alabama and graduated in law in 1916 and went to LaGrange, Georgia to begin the practice of law. After I'd been there a few months, the hostilities broke out and I came back to Montgomery to join the armed forces. And was entered in the first training camp for officers in Atlanta at Fort McPherson. Graduated as a second lieutenant and was stationed at Camp Gordon, Atlanta, Georgia, and was later promoted to first lieutenant. I was discharged in Louisville, Kentucky, in 1919, and went back to Montgomery and farmed for 1 year. At which time I left and went to Lafayette, Alabama, and stayed there practically 5 years. A portion of this time, I was county attorney.